Hello, this is Cramp.
Yeah, Cramp and Adler, mornings on 102.1.
Cramp, tell me where you got your name from.
Well, it's actually, I think it's part German and Polish.
So that really is your real name?
Yeah, K-R-A-M-P.
Yep. You seem to have survived most of your life being called Cramp, so you've obviously got a good answer for it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I felt the abuse when I was a young kid, you know, playing sports all the time, so I'm used to it by now.
Cool, yeah. No, I feel for you because I was christened Quentin.
Okay.
And in England, the only other Quentin was Quentin Crisp, who's England's most famous, most celebrated homosexual author. So I had the same kind of abuse in the schoolyard. hence, I changed it to Norman as soon as possible.
Well, there you go. Norman Cook this morning from Fatboy Slim on with Cramp and Adler. So you're out in Europe right now, huh?
Out in Europe.
You live there.
I'm in Brighton, England.
Okay.
That's where I live.
Right by Brighton Beach?
I live on Brighton Beach.
Oh, really? Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. In fact, I'm standing on the beach now.
It's the UK summer getaway.
Yeah, well, if there's such a thing as a UK summer.
Yeah,
but
as
today
much
is
can
glorious,
be.
And I'm actually standing on the deck. Can you hear the waves?
Just caught them a little bit
the
there.
Yeah. They're not very big today, but no, I'm actually standing on the deck looking at the waves now.
So you do a lot of things, Norman. You got the producer, you're a club DJ, you get the record label, recording artist, you got the family going on. How do you juggle all these different things that you do?
I don't know. I mean, I try not to do them all at once.
Uh-huh.
I do a week of being a producer, a week on the road DJing, a week in the studio, a week looking after the record company. So it's nice for me. Because I never get bored. You know,
okay.
It's not like someone who has to spend like a year on the road.
Norman, the greatest hits,
yeah.
Why Try Harder, just released a few weeks ago. How did you pick, out of the 18 tracks on here, what goes on?
Well, when we first started it, I thought, well, we're just, you know, how are we going to fill up the greatest hits? But then we looked at all the tunes. I didn't realize quite how much I've done in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
you've been very busy.
So it was a question of which ones weren't on it rather than which ones were.
When you initially got the track Bird of Prey from Morrison's People, did you approach them with that idea, or was that something that you had been thinking about for some time?
Well, basically, I bought a bootleg of the kind of insane ramblings, very, very, very politely and tentatively approached Jim Morrison's People.
Okay.
And we were surprised at the reaction we got. In fact, Ray Manzarek was interviewed,
uh-huh.
And someone asked him about it, and he said, Bird of Prey was a song that we were starting to write just as Jim died.
Yeah.
And he said, I'd just like to thank Fatboy Slim for finishing it for us.
They put it out on their greatest hits or a re-release of An American Prayer.
Because I think they kind of finished it
mm-hmm.
posthumously.
The UK tends to lead the way as far as dance music and big beat music. Where do you see, since we in the States kind of are recipients of what you guys do, where do you see dance music going?
I don't know at the moment, hence the greatest hits. One of the reasons for the greatest hits was because I'm not quite sure where to go next, and it buys me 2 years to come up with a new idea.
I've seen two different covers for your greatest hits, Why Try Harder CD. You have the first one with the larger boy in wings.
Yes.
And then the second
one. The Christopher Walken one.
Yes. Basically, we bought the picture
okay.
of the fat kid, as he's known, but we never found him. And for legal reasons in America, we couldn't, unless we had his consent, we couldn't use it. I want to give him a drink for it, you know. I want to say thank you and give him some money, but we haven't been able to find him. And legally, we know who Christopher Walken is, and we got his permission to take him.
He's doing a great job.
Oh, he is.
Just the picture alone is... It makes me look at it.
I kind of figured for greatest hits, you want an icon that people...
immediately recognize.
Yeah, recognize. And, I mean, if you think about greatest hits, it's just songs that people have heard before, but all on the same CD and recycled.
Have you ditched the old style of DJing for, like, new hard disk recording?
No.
Okay.
Strictly vinyl.
Okay.
You still have the Akai S950?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Atari ST.
So
it's funny because I did an interview with Pete Tong last week, and he said, "And you still play vinyl?" I'm
yeah.
like, "Well, that's what DJs do."
Exactly.
He's like, "No. There's CDs, and there's now laptops and iPods and stuff like that." And I'm like, "Oh, can't deal with that.
That's cheating.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks."
Well, Norman, thanks so much for joining Cramp and Adler this morning. The best
Excellent.
Of luck with your current tour. out there.
Yes.
Thank you, and good luck with the sound of Milwaukee.
And you know what? And we're spinning Rockefeller Skank as we pop back on the air.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day.